All right, we're going to continue down the agenda number 15, upcoming projects in the parks. I believe Adam Calusa is going to be joining us virtually. So Adam, when you're on, feel free to begin when you're ready.
Yes. Good morning, Madam Chair. If I can ask the communications staff to pull up my presentation, please.
Yep.
In the meantime, good morning, everyone. Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners. My name is Adam Calusa. I'm the Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division, located in the Joe Foss Building and Pier. And today I'm just going to provide an update on some of the projects that are going to be coming up in the park this year, and as well as maybe a little sneak peek of what's going to be happening next year. Sorry, Chris, that's not the right one.
Oh, there we go. Gotcha. Thank you.
One more slide there, Chris. Thank you. All right, I kind of want to start with just mentioning a few things that are going on. Luke just touched on the Palisade development, and we're really excited about the progress that's being made there this year. The second item I want to mention is the Pickerel Lake Modern Cabin. This is the second iteration of this modern facility that we as a division have decided to kind of go all in on with the success that we had with the Newton Hills facility. And so the next location is at Pickerel Lake, and that cabin has been ordered and is being built by the prison. And we're going to be asking both planning staff and our field staff up there at Pickerel Lake to be doing the preparation work for this and acting as kind of the general contractor with getting the foundation in and getting the utilities in this year so that we can have that structure available and open for public use next year. Camping cabins, we replaced a couple of them at West Whitlock this year. There were a couple of older cabins that were not in ADA compliance, and we have replaced those with brand new cabins this year. And they were first open to the public on Memorial Day weekend. So thank you to Ryan and his staff up there to get those things available for the public. We also have a new location at Angostura. Angostura sees one of our highest occupancy rates on camping cabins, and so we selected another new location, and that cabin is on site. And speaking with Andrew and his staff out there, that thing will be ready and available for the public very shortly. We've got the beds just came in recently, and the only thing left to do is hook up the electrical and touch up a few things on the outside, and that will be available. Another exciting thing is with the larger units of camping units across the state, we're seeing a very high demand for the 50 amp electrical service. And so we've got a few upgrades planned at a few parks across the state to go from 30 amp to 50 amp service. Also, we have a few shoreline stabilization projects lined up for this year. These projects are meant to kind of preserve the natural resources that we have, and where we've got some specific areas we try to target and strategically target some areas in order to kind of, again, preserve the natural resource that we're trying to preserve. Also, marina breakwater repairs. We've got several marinas across the state, most of which are operated by third-party concessionaires, but often we've got some type of facilities and structures that help dissipate the water energy from wave action to protect the boat slips that we have within those marinas. And so we've got major repair projects going on at a couple of different parks. And then boat ramp replacements. Most of the boat ramp replacements that we have scheduled for this year are in the northeast part of South Dakota. The northeast part of South Dakota sees a lot of winter damage at times. And so there's a lot of different areas up there that are in need of replacing boat ramps. And so we have that scheduled for late fall. Typically, we try to get into those kinds of things in the late fall to try to avoid as much user conflict as possible. I'm going to touch in on a few really exciting projects across the state as well with specific slides here. Out in Custer State Park, we've got dump station services kind of spread around throughout the park, but really what was missing was a really good location on the west side. We hear a lot of complaints from our users that there really isn't that kind of opportunity on the west side. And so this project's been a long time coming that we wanted to try to find a really good location, which is that Bluebell campground area. And that contract is in place. Contractor is working on it. You can see in the picture here the sewer line trench that was dug, and we expect that project to be done sometime here this summer so we can get that dump station up and operational this year. Another really exciting project out in Custer is Sylvan Lake Trail renovation project. Several years ago, we had a master plan get on kind of on the Sylvan Lake area, and this area gets loved to death by the public. And in an effort to try to preserve the area and try to keep people more strategically on certain areas on the trail system to kind of avoid the soil erosion problems and wear and tear that we were seeing with people really loving the place to death, the master plan really looked at kind of a plan to try to help facilitate that and get users in there and enhance their experience. And we're planning on doing a new boardwalk type area and a new platform area that I know the park is really excited about. And that will likely happen next year. But in the meantime, there are several other pieces of that master plan that were identified that the park staff is going to be working on this year. And what's really important about this project is the ADA accessibility. We get a lot of questions about ADA accessibility with that park. And we want to be able to offer that type of quality experience to those folks as well. And so the field staff, local staff at Custer are going to be working on a plan to provide that ADA accessibility from the new Sylvan Lake store down to the trail system. And so we're really excited about that. A few years ago, we were able to purchase a resort and a bunch of buildings that came along with that up at Roy Lake State Park. And the staff have been doing an amazing job of really updating those facilities to what our customers are used to experiencing. And they've been working both on the cabins that we inherited as well as the lodge. And there's been numerous renovations going on there from windows to siding, to decking, to flooring and roofing and those kinds of things. And the staff have really been doing a phenomenal job of really getting their hands wrapped around all of the things that really need to be done, again, to enhance our visitor experience. Also up in the Northeast, historical structure maintenance. Those of you that are aware of Fort Siston Historical State Park, we've got a lot of old buildings up there that require a lot of maintenance. And we made a big effort this past year to get some money to those folks up there so we can start addressing some of the delayed or pushed down the road type of maintenance kinds of things. And a couple of these pictures really indicate that, where we had some really old windows. And so we're going to see a lot of new window replacements on a lot of these buildings, and then tuck pointing to kind of keep that historical feature aspect of these old buildings. And so a lot of that stuff is going to be going on this summer. Okay. After mentioning those specific projects, I kind of want to highlight some other things that are going to be going on. And we've got a lot of ARPA projects going on. ARPA is American Rescue Plan dollars. The department received approximately $17 million allocated funding from the state legislature to enhance water and sewer systems across the state. And so we are in the progress now with several of these under contract with consultants. And we're going towards getting those consultants to have plans ready for us so that we can go out for bids. And so this is a starter list of the bigger things that we got going on. And all of these are either under contract or going to be going to bid letting here fairly soon. And this will really be a huge enhancement statewide, that some of these projects are very expensive. And it's a great shot in the arm to be able to get that type of funding to be able to help us improve these systems. Next slide, please. I also want to mention our road maintenance. The road maintenance that we do within the park system is a huge part of our budget. It's over 50% of our capital development budget. We've got approximately 378 miles of roads to maintain. And we kind of take the approach on our hard surfaces that we do kind of this routine maintenance, asphalt surface treatment maintenance on about a 5 to 7 year cycle, where we go in and we address any dig outs and we perform a maintenance type surface treatment to prolong the life of these roads. And again, really important to continue to do that. And we've got AST packages scheduled this summer for both the Northeast and the Southeast. Next slide, please. And in addition to you know, performing that routine maintenance, we also have a really good strategic plan on, you know, how to address those roads that are kind of at the end of their useful life. And one project that we have this year to rebuild the surfaces at Oakwood State Park. We've got the first about little over a mile of road surface leading into Oakwood State Park that we're planning on rebuilding. The northern half of that is kind of a different vintage of road surface that is still in good enough shape that we can do a surface type treatment. And so we're also planning on doing that. But I wanted to highlight in on the little over 1 mile of that first portion of the park road that leads into the park entrance there, that we're planning on rebuilding that. And the approximate cost for this project is about $600,000. So this kind of puts it in perspective, you know, just over 1 mile of surface, along with just over a mile of surface that we're kind of maintaining, that this stuff is kind of expensive. And so we spend a lot of time, my staff and I spend a lot of time really thinking about the road system and how we can use the financial resources we have the best that we can to prolong the life of surfaces and then address those that are at the end of their useful life. And then just a sneak peek into next year. A lot of these projects are projects that might require a lot more planning, a lot more scoping, take a lot more time to get through the permitting process. And so a lot of these projects don't happen with all that stuff in the background, you know, that has to happen. And so next year we're planning on finalizing the new Snake Creek Dump Fish Cleaning Station. And that a result of the Highway 44 bridge being replaced and having to relocate that facility. And so we're really excited about that project. We're gonna continue down the American Rescue Plan project list after we get the first group of them out. We've got several more projects that we plan on working on. We've got some shoreline stabilization and boat ramp replacements. And that group of projects really is the ones that we're keying in on that take a long time for the permitting process. And so we're diligently working through the planning process and scoping process that we can get it off and get it permitted so that we can get those things taken care of next year. We also have some trail enhancement projects planned for next year. I would group those in with the projects that need to have a little bit further scoping and permitting to make sure that we have everything in place to move forward those. And then we also, working with the South Dakota Department of Transportation, we've got a few bridge replacement projects planned for next year. And so those plans are well underway, and the Department of Transportation is kind of taking the lead on getting the permitting and getting those projects out to bid. But those things will be happening next year with three replacements in Custer and one bridge replacement at Bear Butte. And with that, Madam Chair, I would stand by for any questions.
Very good. Lots going on. Any questions or comments from the commission? Commissioner
Beese. Commissioner Beese, on those cabins that you took out at Angostura that ain't ADA compliant, they're probably in pretty good shape. Do you put them out for sale, or they just tore down and put new ones in?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Beese, the replacements that we did were actually West Whitlock. The Angostura cabin was a brand new one, but what we did with the cabins from West Whitlock, the old ones, is we took the opportunity to have that as part of our training classes for staff to work on, and we're repurposing those, and those cabins are going to be placed in Newton Hills at the horse camp. And so that's where the old West Whitlock cabins were. But in general, I think we're just getting to the point where we're starting to have to replace some of the original cabins that were put in. And so I think we're going to try to be creative on, you know, repurposing those where we can, and those that aren't, yes, either a surplus or we would end up getting rid of them.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments from the commission? Adam, just one question. I know you kind of laid out some of the stuff the team can do, those GFMP staff members, and maybe when we have to go outside. How often can we utilize the skills that our GFMP staff have to help with a lot of these projects?
Madam Chair, yeah, we continually ask our staff to always do more, and I think we've got a really great team of staff, and with these recent opportunities, the training opportunities, I think we're going to be asking staff to do as much as they possibly can. There's a good balance there that we have to try to find, and it's very critical for us to try to stretch the dollars the best that we can, and a good way to do that is utilizing the talents that we have across the state to be able to address it. And so I'd say it's very situational. We've got a wide range of skill set across the state, and so we really take that into consideration when we put the budget together on considering where we've got the skill set to be able to take on some larger projects more in-house rather than having them farmed out to a contractor.
Very good. I don't believe we have any additional comments or questions from the commission. Very good update. Thank you, and good job to all the staff that are putting in a lot of hard work. So thank you.
Thank you.